Hey, Rosie, grab a hold here, will you? Help me hold this, will you?
Yes, but what is it?
This is the entire CBS radio network.
I'm impressed.
Grab a hold now.
I won't get shocked, will I?
Never, never on CBS. Say, it was right nice of Gary Moore and Durwood Kirby to turn this tremendous network over to us, wasn't it?
Oh, those boys go. They do things in a grand manner.
Fine chaps, indeed.
The best. Say, who sings first?
Well, you take it now, Rosie.
Okay, hang on to the network now.
Got it.
You say, and I kiss you. Go, I go, but I miss you. You've got the Indian sign on me, the Indian sign on me. Smile, and boy, I'm in stitches. Frown, I'm down in the ditches. My friends and relatives all agree, you've got the Indian, Wild West Indian, Indian sign on me. I bluff and bluster, blow and bleach, to prove each move is mine. But I'm like Custer, I can't beat that old Indian sign. Wink, I babble and bubble, call, I'm there on the double. You've got me dreaming I'll take your name and live in the same teepee with two little Indians, three little Indians, four little Indians. Gee, you've got the Indian side on me. Babble and bubble, call, I'm there on the double. You've got me dreaming I'll take your name and live in the same teepee with two little Indians, three little Indians, four little Indians. Gee, you've got the Indian sign on me.
You know, it's surprising how much difference a little paper can make.
Paper lady, get your Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper?
Yes, ma'am. The latest news for every shelf and drawer in your home.
Spruce up for spring. Don't just do spring cleaning. Add the touch of elegance that gives spring cleaning meaning.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers come in early American, French Provincial, all kinds of decorator designs.
They sound expensive.
They look expensive, but Royal Lining paper lines a whole chest of drawers for just pennies.
And Royal Edge?
Royal Edge shelf paper has a colorful edging you just fold down.
What a time saver.
What a money saver. Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers are your best buy at every variety store. So,
spruce up for spring. Make your home bright and gay. Get Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers today.
Well, what's your song, Bing?
You'll never know. I'm not being evasive either. That's the title.
Well, then I shouldn't make an issue out of this,
should
I?
No, please don't. Please don't. I'm going to sing You'll Never Know by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren. Mrs. Phil Harris figured prominently in this song. Matter of fact, she sang it in the motion picture Hello, Frisco, Hello.
Just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? About a million or more times You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
There's a whole world of pleasure, entertainment, and complete practical help wrapped up for you in May Good Housekeeping. 28 fancy-free new hairdos that you can do yourself. Let Enrico Caruso, Charles of the Ritz, and other famous hairstylists compete for the pleasure of making you more beautiful. Photographed in full color. Next, a complete, handsomely illustrated casserole cookbook. Wonderful fun dishes that need just a little warming time while you're chatting with guests in the living room. Also, fresh flair and easy care. Page after color page of summer clothes for dress, play, and travel, and where to buy them. And Good Housekeeping's Better Way section is filled with practical advice on many subjects. Included this month is an important discussion of polio vaccines and which to use, Salk, Sabin, or both. And don't forget the memorable fiction, including a major new novel by Niven Bush, author of Duel in the Sun. All this and much more in Good Housekeeping for May. What a buy. May Good Housekeeping.
I sing a song of love. When I speak your name. And when I dream of us, and hope that you will do the same. When I cry, it's 'cause you're far away. When I laugh, it's 'cause you're near. And when I sing a love that grows each year. A love that you're far away. When I laugh, it's 'cause you're near. And when I sing a love that grows each year. A love that grows.
Thank you.
Rosemary, did you ever hear the expression, down in the mouth?
Oh, I go you one better there, Ken. I've been down in the mouth.
I wonder how the expression started.
Maybe a guy ate some goose feathers by accident.
Oh, time. Oh, you're sharp today, Rosie. How about down at the heels?
Meaning a shabby appearance.
Right. How do you think that started?
Oh, I'd say quite obviously from heels that are worn down a little.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Run-down heels do affect one's entire appearance and posture.
Makes you sag.
Yeah, it does. Fortunately, however, up-to-date shoe repairing is available everywhere. Rebuilding worn shoes good as new quickly, economically.
Cat's Paw is everywhere, too. Cat's Paw soft, resilient, non-slip heels. Cat's Paw soles. And lighter than leather, lighter than rubber, microlite soles. All add miles of extra wear and comfort to the whole family's shoes.
So, folks, in shoe repair windows everywhere, look for the famous Cat's Paw Cat. For over a half a century, the sign of the best in shoe repair workmanship and materials.
And look for Cat's Paw on new shoes, too.
So rare, you're like the fragrance of the blossoms fair. Sweet as a breath of air, fresh with the morning dew. So rare, you're like the sparkle of old champagne, orchids in cellophane, couldn't compare to you. You are perfection, you're my idea of angels singing the Ave Maria. For you're an angel, I breathe and live you with every beat of the heart that I give you. So rare, this is a heaven on earth we share, caring the way we care. Ours is a love so rare. Something, that certain manner, thrills me just like the star-spangled banner. You stage a love scene so sweetly tender, and in that love scene I gladly surrender. So rare to have a future like yours to share. Sweetheart, the way we care, we'll live a life so rare.
Well, I have a nifty little axiom here today for our auditors. It pays to kick.
What is it?
Pays to kick.
You mean it pays to complain? Pays to speak up?
Well, that too. But what I had in mind, Rosie, was it pays to kick in the sense that it pays to give out with a good swift kick now and then.
Yeah, well, that kind of kicking pays off, especially if you're a football player.
True, Lou Grotzer or somebody. But just a plain, ordinary citizen can gain a lot with a good kick, Ken. For instance, there's a man over in England who has saved a small fortune by kicking.
Who's he kicking?
It's not who he's kicking, Rosie, but what he's kicking.
But he's not kicking a football. He's not a rugby player or anything.
No, this fella's far removed from anything like that. But let me explain. This fella I speak of has been having a lot of trouble, you see, with his television set. He's had the repairman in, and each time something goes haywire, the set blacks out, flops over, gets all kind of grainy lines on it, you know, snow and everything, ghosts in the picture. Well, his TV has just been acting up in general and driving him nuts.
And the TV repairman haven't done anything about it?
Well, sent bills, a lot of bills.
Sure.
So this fellow really got fed up. One night not long ago, the set was really dancing around. Picture was all garbled, sound was off. This fellow became so distraught that he jumped up from his chair, dashed out of the house, walked out to the front, and there's a big utility pole standing out there, you see, telegraph or telephone pole, whatever you want to call it. This fellow was so mad that he gave that pole a good swift kick. He kicked it real hard.
Well, that was just what the fellow needed. I can see how kicking paid off. He had to give vent to his feelings. He had to have some release.
Sure, just what he needed. It might be a little painful on the foot, but the guy had to blow off steam or he'd have flipped.
Oh, yeah, but wait a minute now. There might have been a little therapy.
in just kicking the pole, but there's more.
More?
Yes. You see, when this fella kicked the pole, the utility pole outside his house, he no more than kicked it, and his wife and children ran screaming out of the house, jumping up and down with joy, because you know what happened?
What?
The minute he whacked that pole, the television set went right back to normal.
By kicking the pole outside of his house, he fixed the television set in his living room?
He did indeed. And from that time on, every time the TV set X up, he just dashes out, gives the pole a good swift kick, and everything's okay.
That's one of the greatest money savers I ever heard of.
Yeah. Just think of being able to do all your own television repair work with just a little kick.
Well, not only does this particular man who made this discovery save all that money on TV repairs, but everybody in that block, they have any trouble with their TV sets, you see. Thanks to this fella, they just go out and kick the pole, and everything's all right with them, too.
What a picture.
That must be some sort of utopia, that neighborhood.
Well, as long as the poles hold out.
And their feet.
Run out of poles. Friends, I pass this word on to you free and clear. If your TV set is acting up, you might try this method of repair.
That's right, and it'll be good for you, folks, because you not only blow off some steam, you not only fix up your frame of mind with that kick, but you fix your set at the same time.
That's what I call a real doubleheader.
Isn't it a beauty? So remember, friends, it pays to kick. Now, with television repair, be sure you kick a utility, a telegraph pole. You can't kick a fishing pole or a gallop pole.
No. It's got to be a utility
and
pole.
And it doesn't work. Don't blame me. You just don't happen to have the right touch, that's all.
Wonder now if I could give Buddy Cole just a slight kick, you know, to start the music?
Be gentle about it, though, huh?
Yeah.
Kick Buddy lightly, and he'll kick the orchestra, and the first thing you know, we'll all be in action, just kicking and ringing and twisting. Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun?
Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear. We haven't a car.
But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun?
Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Ain't we got fun? Ain't we got fun?
Are you sure? Take off those locks as well.
Ain't we got fun?
Still we have fun.
Hysterical.
Got fun
every morning,
every night.
Ain't we got fun? Not much money,
but honey,
ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear. We haven't a car,
but anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun? Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
So long, folks. Until next time.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music may be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.